feel like finally get the call?
Surreal. Just a lot of hard work at this point, obviously, and you know, now that it's finally here, it's a cool feeling. You know, this is what I wanted to do, and this is the stage I wanted to do it on, and so to finally be able to say that, it means a lot.
I think from a lot of people's perspectives, you got here very quickly, advancing through three levels. You're very young, but from your perspective, probably doesn't feel all that fast. Probably felt like it took a long time.
Yeah, I really tried to appreciate where my feet were and, you know, make the most out of all those experiences. And so, you know, just having all those memories to be able to look back on and build confidence from and learn from, I'd say, yeah, you're definitely correct. It's been a lot of work.
Can you describe the moment you got the call and who you talked to and kind of what that moment was like?
Yeah, so our left fielder in our AAA game had gotten hit in the hand. He'd fouled the ball off his knee, and so our manager had let me know earlier in the day. He said, "Hey, you know, Josh Barfield, player director, called me, and we're allowed to pinch hit you now. You know, we can use you off the bench." And so that was a little earlier in the day, and then you know, once that stuff happened, our left fielder buddy, our manager, you know, came over to me and was like, "Hey, like, just get ready to go in the game. Like, our left fielder is probably going to come out and, you know, get checked out." So I was stretching in the dugout, and I just felt an arm on my shoulder, and it was Gil, our manager, and you know, he told it, you know, "Hey, everyone, like, listen up. Like, this guy's not going to be here tomorrow." And so it was a bit of a shock. I was stretching to go in the game, and yeah.
Corbin, with the year loss to COVID and then surgery, how tested was your patience and maybe your confidence? How did you navigate some pretty rough waters already in your career?
Yeah, I think just like I said earlier, just trying to be where my feet are and you know, make the most out of each one of those stops. You know, in this game, you can't necessarily control where you are, but I think you can control, you know, how you go about it. You can control your process. You can control, you know, those day-to-day things that in the long run add up and pay off.
Who will you have here tonight, family-wise?
So my mom, my dad, sister, some high school buddies, high school coach, like travel ball coach, mentor. I'm leaving out of grandma. Can't forget grandma.
Corbin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who was the first person that you called, and what was that phone call like?
I called my mom, and as soon as she picked up the phone, I knew she knew. She'd gotten a text from somebody saying, you know, congrats, and so I could see it on her face when she picked up the phone, and it probably didn't help that it was the middle of our game, and I called. I think that might have given her an idea too. But yeah, just called her. And then once I knew she knew, I was like, "Oh, let me try and get Dad real quick, see if he knows yet." And then called him. He was visiting my grandma, and so I called them, and they already knew too. So I was just like scrambling around, just seeing if there was anyone I could see their reaction. But my mom's parents, actually, I got to tell them, and so that was cool to you know, see their reaction.
How challenging do you think it'll be to manage those emotions when you step up to play later tonight, or do you envision that maybe not being a challenge and just playing ball like usual?
yeah, I'm trying to treat this day as normal as possible. You know, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again. So kind of treating it from that perspective of, you know, just starting to establish those routines and those processes up here and, you know, just introduce myself, obviously, to the guys I don't know. It helps a lot, the fact that I've played with, I think, everyone in our starting lineup except for Emmanuel Rivera tonight. So, yeah.
Corbin, I imagine you might have seen some of the highlights, just what Alec Thomas and Dalton Varsho and a number of other outfielders here are already doing, especially on the defensive side of things. How exciting is it for you to just be able to join that group and just continue the big-time defensive reputation that this team has built?
Yeah, it's an honor. I mean, those guys are going out there every night and creating that reputation, right? And so to be able to join that group and, you know, hope do my best to contribute to it, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, on top of the friendship piece of just having already played with these guys, you know, built some pretty cool relationships. And so it's just special. I haven't seen Alec in a while, so that was fun to
Corbin, your results have kind of created some expectations up here. How do you feel like you're going to kind of manage those personally?
Just I think I'm so let me think about how I want to phrase that one. That's just, at the end of the day, that's not necessarily what I seek. There's, you know, a lot of highs and lows in this game, and, you know, I think being on this stage obviously only amplifies that. And so my plan is, as I have, you know, throughout my career so far, is just stay true to myself, stay true to my values, just do right by other people, and you know, let that stuff take care of itself.
Hello. All right, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.